Welcome, everybody, to this season's first episode of the Campus Clipper podcast, your guide to surviving, thriving in New York City life. Yadira will be our host today. We are talking about her ebook that is in the works, and it's about the gift of listening, and it'll be published early 2021. Yadira, take it away.
Hi, so my name is Yadira, and I'm writing on the gift of listening. And I chose to write about listening primarily because listening plays such a crucial role in our lives. And it not only helps with our personal life, but helps demonstrate how we can be attentive to our emotions and our feelings and our surroundings. And it also plays a crucial role in building relationships. And so my first question is, how good of a listener do you consider yourself to be?
So I feel like listening is something that I've been working on, especially in the last 3 or 4 years of my life. Like, I remember in high school, I was sort of I was like a very confident, or just loved to talk and like share what I had to say. And I think I sometimes would forget to listen. And I sort of have learned a little bit over the last few years how useful it is to hear what other people have to say and how beneficial it is for a conversation to hear other people's opinions. And so I think it's not something that comes supernatural to me, but it's something that I've been working on and really value.
Great. That's amazing. Yeah, I think we can all agree that there's always, you know, room for improvement. And I think that's a fun part of, you know, growing as a person.
I think a good listener requires not only hearing, but also being able to like respond, I think, in an articulate and helpful way. I'm like pretty good at the first one because for me, talking is talking and being like super engaged constantly in a conversation is just something that like I have to work on. That's what I think being a good listener is.
I think what makes a good listener is just, first of all, like first and foremost, the willingness to listen. Because I know there's the whole concept of like, there's a lot of people who just like wait to be able to talk. They're not actually listening to what the person's saying. And of course, it also depends on like what, like the conversation at hand. Like, are you listening to someone, you know, like divulge something to you, like feelings, or is this like a debate type situation? I think it depends, like. But either way, like you have to have a willingness to listen, and you have to be present in the moment, like step outside of your own mind for a second and like really just be present.
So I would say to be a good listener, a big part of it is you have to actually be able to, you know, multitask. A lot of people, when they say they're listening, they're really just either A, hearing what the other person has to say, but they're not preparing what they want to say in response, or B, preparing what they want to say and not really actually hearing what the person has to say.
What I think makes a good listener is definitely like being in the moment and present. And like someone said earlier, there's a difference between like hearing someone and actually listening. Hearing, you're just like, it's going in one ear and out the other, and maybe you're thinking about what you want to say next, but actually listening is like being attentive to what they're saying and maybe like formulating a response to be able to relate back to them and really like being able to pay attention to what they're saying.
My second question is, what can you do in order to improve your listening skills?
I think the thing that has most helped me improve is, especially when I disagree with an opinion, like it's very easy to, I don't know, like just because of my past, it's very easy for me to like jump on someone like when I'm like, no, I don't agree. But I feel like a challenge and something I've gotten better and has improved my listening skills is being like, oh, I like my first impression, I don't agree with you, but I'm going to hear what you have to say and then try to create a constructive response. So I feel like that's how I work on my listening, by like challenging myself, especially with when I don't agree with someone, to listen and be a little silent. Yeah, I guess.
I love that. I actually think that hearing plays, like a lot of people don't know how to distinguish like listening and hearing. But I think it's amazing that you challenge yourself to, you know, improve your listening skills. And I think we should all challenge ourselves.
I think it's like actually hearing what the person is saying and not just thinking like, okay, how do I respond to this? Because it's like, as long as you have that sort of tenet behind your conversation, it will always just be like a sort of something that's like self-centered rather than like an exchange of ideas.
Personally, I think I'm decent at listening, but I think that comes naturally for anyone who's naturally quieter. There's already like a willingness to just step back from the conversation and just like hear what's going on. Either way, I think, especially if it's a conversation that you like have a lot of opinions about, like just have patience, maybe just practice having patience and take the time to really think out like what's going on instead of just the tunnel vision type, like one-sided, only thinking about what you're going to say.
So my third question is, how can effective listening help in your professional life, or how have you found it to be helpful?
I feel like as far as like my professional life, like I honestly, I haven't been like, I've had jobs in the past. And for those jobs, I think like most of them have been customer service jobs. So I think when you're listening to customers, like complaints or what they want, it's definitely important to hear what they're saying. Also, like in my school life, I think that listening is also helpful, like in making friends and maintaining close connections, because I think people want to be heard and like they want to be listened to, and listening is paying attention to what people are saying, and friends want people to pay attention to what like they're saying. So I think it's good at maintaining relationships.
I think listening, especially like in a professional environment, also plays in a lot into adaptability, because like, of course, in order to understand like what's required of you and how you can, I guess, like improve, yeah, be able to listen to that feedback and also see how you can apply it to yourself.
I think that listening is really like half, if not just like a big part of communication, which of course is like super important in any setting, but like especially a professional setting, like you want to make sure you're getting across clearly, your message is getting across clearly. So it's partially anticipating like what the other person needs to hear, but also like listening to them, thinking like, okay, well, I need to tell them this because clearly they're not understanding this.
Yeah, I think Jessica really hit the nail on the head when talking about like feedback, and like listening to feedback is such an important part of like the professional environment, just because, you know, any advantage that you can take to improve yourself, it'll improve your chances of also just moving up in the job hierarchy.
Yeah, I agree. In addition to like receiving feedback, I think listening in a professional setting is important when it comes to building relationships. Someone said about like building the two-way street between communication. It's like not only listening and like articulating what you have to say, but like when you build relationships, it's important to like really know what the other person expects out of you and like how you can develop and give them what they want to hear.
Awesome. So my fourth question is, how can effective listening help strengthen your personal relationships?
I think that I was like sort of thinking about this a bit before, but like I think when you're in a relationship with someone, you sort of need to know like who they are, and like you can only really know who a person is if you're capable of listening to them. If you want to, like, in my opinion, I think if like real relationships, you need to listen to the other person because you need to know who they are. And yeah, that's sort of what I think.
I also think listening requires you to like be selfless, or just like in general, not like self-centered. So I think that's very important, like regardless of whether it's like a friendship or just like between like family members or like with a significant other, because like, yeah, again, like a relationship in and of itself is not, cannot be just like focused solely on you.
I think again, like it really just comes down to communication. Like people don't say communication is key for no reason. Like it really is about like anticipating what the other person needs and just being there for them. It's really like a way of supporting them.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much I think everything has been said about this whole deal. I mean, I think that communication is really the backbone of a relationship. If you're not able to communicate with your partner, or like even with like a friend or anything, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Like when it comes to building like those interpersonal relationships with the friends or families or significant others or whatever, it really comes down to like communication and having that trust and like sharing emotions. And that's really like a 50-50 relationship. You can't just like be the one that has to like talk all the time. You have to really understand like what the other person is feeling and like build from there.
So my last question of today is, how can listening help build your confidence?
That's a hard question. I actually feel like, I was like saying a little bit about how, like, I feel like I've been working on listening, and I feel like it's been humbling in some ways. Like, it's more of like a humbling journey, because you have to sort of, someone was saying, like, you have to like learn how to be selfless a little bit and not be so confident in your own opinions or arrogant in some ways. So like, I feel like it's been more of a humbling journey for me so far. And I feel like I've become like less confident in my own thoughts and more reliant on the opinions of others in some ways and in shaping how I think about things. So I don't know if it's helped my confidence, to be honest.
Because personally for me, like, I generally fall back on like being silent and like just like in general listening to what others are saying when I don't feel super confident that I have sort of the knowledge or the like expertise to like talk at length about a subject. But I also think in some part it does take some amount of confidence to be able to listen to someone, or like confidence in yourself to be able to listen to someone and be able to think that you can provide something in return.
I really agree with what was just said, actually, from Jessica and Aaron. Like, I completely agree with that. And I think it is really humbling. But also, I don't know, maybe like, obviously, when you're listening to someone else, like, you're getting more opinions, you're getting more insight on something. And so maybe it could help build your confidence in your own opinion, or reshape your own opinion. And like, from there, you can kind of like bounce back and gain confidence.
The way I think about it, it's like, listening doesn't like directly improve your confidence, but I think that the more you invest in your ability to listen to other people, like, the better quality your relationships will be with the people around you. And in that way, I think just like being on better terms with the people that you surround yourself with, I think that would improve your confidence.
Yeah, I would think listening probably improves your confidence, I guess, in the way like you can learn from others. Like, if you're focused on just your own ability to do something and not really taking in what other people have to say to you, or like if they're trying to help you out, then you wouldn't be able to grow. But if you're really like intaking and listening to what others have to say, then I guess it would indirectly improve your confidence in that way.
So those were my 5 questions for my ebook called The Gift of Listening. And thank you so much to everyone for joining in.
Of course. And I would just like to say thank you, everyone, for listening. And I hope you enjoyed learning all this useful information from all of us at Campus Clipper. Have a good day, and don't forget to tune in next week.